This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Actually, who knew? We've got some lovely guests in right now. We've got Emma Thompson. She is Chief Executive of Visit Cambridge, and John Mill, also from Visit Cambridge, and he is a Blue Badge Guide. Well, I suppose extraordinaire. That's what you should say about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Lovely to have you here. Particularly interested, I like the idea of thinking about something after Christmas. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting, after full tummies. But Emma, tell us a little bit about Visit Cambridge, what it's all about before we get on to the really exciting tours. How did this all come about?
Okay, well, Visit Cambridge is the official tourism service for Cambridge and the surrounding area. And we evolved out of what was previously the City Council Tourism Service, but we're now fully independent. We're a business-led partnership. And our role is quite broad, really. We are very much involved in providing a fantastic visitor experience, or aiming to provide a fantastic visitor experience, and also about promoting the city both regionally, nationally and internationally. So we have a strong management role, but also a marketing and promotional role as well. And I think the key objective for us is about trying to get people to see Cambridge not just as a day trip destination. So, I mean, those listeners who live locally and work locally will recognise there are some challenges in the busy months from April to October. And what we're trying to work hard to change is that perception of Cambridge as just somewhere to come for a few hours, because it has a rich offer, as does the surrounding area. So we need to build that story of the surrounding area. Working with partners to make sure that they have a really good experience from the first point of arrival through to the point that they leave us. So it's a challenging agenda, but we are passionate about Cambridge. We're passionate about the surrounding area. We feel very blessed and lucky to live here. And we also want residents and local people to explore their locality, which is really one of the key things that are behind our 12 days of tours promotion. Because I think we're all guilty of living in our locality and not actually knowing it very well. And you know, a big part of our visitors are, in fact, about 40% of our 7.6 million visitors are visiting friends and family. Mm. So they're not all international visitors.
It's true, though, isn't it? You live somewhere so beautiful, but you never visit it. Mm. You often go and travel the UK because that's where your friends and family are from a distance. But actually, as you say, you've got a wealth of things happening here in Cambridge. So let's just get back to the 12 days of Christmas tours. I rather like this because we're going to be getting through Christmas, and it is fantastic. I love it too. But what is on offer? When does the 12 days of Christmas tours start?
Well, really, they start there's far more than 12. They've started already. Last year, we noticed quite an uptake in the number of people visiting in between Christmas and New Year. In previous years, we hadn't run as many tours over that particular period, but it seems to be that there's far more people looking for things to do, getting out of the house, you know, just getting a bit of fresh air. So we've put quite a few different ones on this time, different durations that will hopefully appeal to different groups of people. So we start with what we're calling the essential Cambridge tour, which lasts for about an hour, and this is for people who want to see, you know, people who have got as we said, friends and family over. Perhaps they haven't been around Cambridge themselves recently, or not some of the particular sites that visitors would like to see. So seeing those main attractions, your King's College, the chapel, the Trinity College, Corpus Clock, Senate House, the old schools. So really getting a good flavour of the city.
I must mention the Corpus Clock. That's an interesting one, isn't it? Because everyone goes past
Absolutely.
It and they completely look so dazzled and dazed and bemused. But to have a Visit Cambridge tour, I think that would be quite enlightening, wouldn't it?
It is, because it's all about the symbolism on the clock. It's a beautiful clock, but there's no explanation of what it's about, why it was put there, and it's wonderful that the symbolism, and it's all about making the most of your time. There's a number of sort of more sort of macabre type of things, like instead of a nice bell at when the hour strikes, it's chains coming into a wooden coffin sound.
It is extraordinary, so yes, but I love it, and I just love watching people watch the clock. Mm. I find that even more interesting.
Trying to work out the time.
Yes. So, okay, so you've got that one, and what other tours have you got?
Then we've got the highlights, which is slightly longer, so it covers some of the same ground, but it's for people who want to know a little bit more. So having a look back record over that Christmas and New Year period. We've got a lot of people who are visiting Cambridge with their friends and family, but there's also a lot of cultures who aren't celebrating Christmas, who are using this as a holiday, and they want to see and experience Cambridge as you would any other time of year. So we do a 90-minute tour.
Is a very good point, John, isn't it, actually?
There
are different beliefs and different... and we all have a holiday at this time of year, but it's also good to take that on board too.
Well, yes, yeah. So we're trying to cater for those as well as we can. So we have a slightly longer tour. We're visiting one of the colleges as well, so people can see inside a college and that sort of unique setup and get the feel of a college, which is when you're walking in the busy streets and then you suddenly go into one of the college grounds, it's a totally different feeling and different atmosphere. You can see how the students live, hear a bit more about how you apply to Cambridge, because a lot of people, although they like to know the history, they also like to know, you know, what's happening day to day. What are the students like? How do they come to Cambridge? What sort of students come here? What's a typical student day like? So it's aimed at that sort of type of group of people who want to know a little bit more.
And Emma, will you be putting on, as well as the 12 days of tours of Christmas, will it have a theme for the rest of the year? I'm sure, you know, for Easter and summer.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Summer.
I mean, that's something we're trying to take a more creative approach, because I think one thing that's really clear in terms of how people are looking for visitor experiences, they want experience. They don't just want to do something passively. And it's like in every sector, whether it be in retail or restaurants, you're having to provide experience. So we're constantly looking at our tour programme to say, how can we innovate? How can we make it more interesting? And how can we make it more appealing to people who might ordinarily think that is rather a highbrow experience, which it isn't. It's a very accessible experience. And as you say, it makes the heritage and the unique elements of Cambridge come to life in a way that you know, as you say, with the Corpus clock, you walk past it, but you actually don't realise what all the different levels that are behind it and
absolutely.
The story behind it.
I was saying to you earlier, and I was saying to Mark, years and years ago, I went with my children to Rome, and I was very scared, very young children, taking them to the Vatican. But we hired a guide who was equally as accomplished as the Blue Badge guys, which I just want to talk to you about, John, as well. But it absolutely opened up all our eyes, because it made the experience so much more enjoyable, and we learnt stuff, as well as our children being occupied, and they were very young. So I want to talk to you about the Blue Badge guy, because that's your qualification, John,
is
that
yes,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So give us a little bit of insight to that, please.
Well, the Blue Badge guides, now we have a sort of a number of different guides in Cambridge at the moment, but they're all trained to the same standard, which was the Blue Badge standard. They're all run by the Institute of Tourist Guiding now. So now we have Blue Badge guides for regions and Green Badge guides for cities. But the actual course is still the same. So a guide, somebody who wants to become a guide, does about 9 months of training.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's very intensive. We do lectures each week, and each weekend you have practical sessions, because as we will know that it's all very well and good knowing an awful lot, but you've got to be able to deliver that information in an entertaining way that sort of resonates with the people in your group. So we have 9 months of that training, and then there are 4 exams at the end of that, and you have to pass all 4 of those exams in order to be awarded your badge.
Wow.
And then you're reassessed after that about every 5 years, just to make sure you're still, you know, performing to your best.
And how many do you have in Visit Cambridge? How many of you are trained? Sorry, not how many.
Okay. We have about 140 now. So
enough to go around.
Enough to go around, and they cover about 12 different languages as well. So we cater for lots of groups from overseas too.
That's a very good point, isn't it? The languages too. Mm-hmm. Not only are we not some people not celebrating Christmas and want to be able to go, but it is the languages too. That's very impressive. So Visit Cambridge is about giving, you know, a fantastic experience. As you say, you can walk past something and see it, but it is...
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we really would like to encourage local people to, you know, if they haven't already taken a tour, this is a wonderful time to do it in that period between Christmas and New Year, and just explore your city as a visitor.
Yes. Mm. Well, thank you very much indeed. Emin Thompson, Chief Executive of Visit Cambridge, and John Milne, a Blue Badge Guide holder. Blue Badge.
I can't park anywhere, but I can.
Yes, I'm sure that's the case. I'm sure you would like that very much. But a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
And I wish you all the best for the 12 days of Christmas tour.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you.